It changed everything drastically. Like it's a huge earth shake in your life, in your everyday life. I'm sure everyone already heard that a lot, that it changes everything. But yeah, it's true. You just have a different schedule, you do different things, and you don't understand what's going on. And emotionally, psychologically, a lot of my friends and close ones were passing also very difficult times. I would say volatile state, where totally emotionally unstable. Since the beginning of the war, at first, me and my friends decided to took up arms, and we joined the territorial defense forces. After a week or maybe a little bit more, we realized that there is not much use of us in the territorial defense, because it was the western part of Ukraine. So I went back to Kyiv, and our cultural community, Cosmos Tavern, we started to help Ukrainian army to defend ourselves. And how did we do that? We produced, at first, we started producing anti-tank hedgehogs, and then we moved to producing this, how do you call it,
Vests.
bulletproof vests, right? Yes, we did that for quite for a few weeks, maybe even months, and then we responded to the demand. We saw that there is a need of hedgehogs. We produce them. We saw that there is a need. Everyone asked about where can I get a bulletproof vest. We started producing them. But then slowly we realized that demand is decreasing, and we slowly moved back to our normal activities, which is creating cultural events, doing art. And me personally, I started to do more of my craft. But the problem is that the volume of our industry, of our film industry, decreased also very drastically. Some people say, like the experts of the industry say, that we will not have a film industry for the next 2 years or so. That makes me sad, because that's the only thing I do, I love to do. And I don't want to change my career to become a, I don't know, a programmist or an IT specialist or a bartender. So what do? We work still in our craft. We don't have a lot of income now, because there is no demand for, as for me. Like I specialize in creating ads, music videos, teasers, trailers, almost all kinds of creative videos. And as for now, the demand for it is almost none. But we are working. We are trying to get investments from abroad to fund our creative projects here. We are trying to get into collaborations with another NGOs and government organizations. As for now, I would say this is more like a lot of uncertainty, like great uncertainty. And we are trying to manage, we are trying to figure out.
So maybe you can talk a bit about the everyday life right now in Kiev.
The life in Kyiv right now, as of 7th of June, is actually the same as it was before the war, with only two differences. So the curfew So no one is walking around at night. And sometimes we hear sirens. There is a danger of missiles. Actually, 2 days ago, 6 rockets hit Kyiv, some infrastructural objects. Everything is the same, but like people are walking, people are enjoying life, enjoying summer. They are going into bars, but curfew doesn't let you to walk around at night from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. And sometimes missiles hit the city.
As I know from my friends who are also in Kyiv and who work in the cultural sphere, as you told, they started from the beginning to unite and to do at least something to support the defense forces. I mean, that was very inspiring in a way, because everyone seemed to be united and seemed to have the same, like they united all their forces they have. How do you see yourself as an artist in this situation now, also in terms of being Ukrainian, being European?
So I would say there are two types of people that I saw. First type is people who, after the war started, they became very, very energized. It's like get them in shape, and they acted quickly. They knew what they have to do. And so there was another type, people who experienced the opposite. They didn't know what to do. They experienced emotional depletion, and they were just disoriented. For some reason, I was the second type. So I didn't know what to do exactly. At first, I was just trying different things to see where Ukraine can benefit most from me. Like, people became very patriotic right now. I can easily explain it by giving an example of human immune system. When you get a virus into your body, your immunoglobulin levels increase significantly to defeat the virus. As well here, when another country is invading our country, we have to develop the level of patriotism and unity of people just to defeat the enemies. Very interesting aspect of human interactions was how we developed very interesting things that we experienced since the beginning of war, was the level of cooperation, the level of how people unite horizontally. It is happening on all levels, from ground level, like regular citizens, to high military levels. This horizontal cooperation, this cooperational aspect, is the main point how our culture differs from Russian culture, because Russians always like wait for some rule to ascend on them. So this horizontal cooperation and horizontal structure of interacting with each other is the thing that differs us from Russians and what makes us Europeans. Because Europe is freedom of speech, is discussion, is horizontal structure. And I'm happy that we experience that unity and cooperation, because now we know that if there is a problem, people around you can help you to solve it. Like you feel this network. Everyone helps each other. The first time I experienced this on Euromaidan, like 9 years ago, that is a social state that we should try to achieve.
Yeah, so maybe one last question from my side, also in terms of Europeans or people outside of Ukraine. How they can support the local cultural scene in Kyiv or in Ukraine in general.
So there are a lot of different ways. The only requirement is a true desire to help us. So yeah, it could differ from the less involvement, like just to donate to Ukrainian fund. For example, recently our president launched an amazing website for donations, where you can choose where your money will be distributed. And the name of the website is United 24. So that's the help that requires the less involvement. You just send the money. Another good way to help us, which also doesn't require a lot of involvement, is speech. Talk about us. Tell us your friends. I don't know. Make a post in your social media. Subscribe to a reliable channel of information from Ukraine. Also,
Yeah.
we are planning to launch art residency, in which we can invite artists from abroad, and we will provide them with everything they need. And we already tested that with three artists from abroad. We had a Japanese girl and German photographers. So yeah, if you want to see, if you want to help, if you want to create, come here. It's relatively safe. But you asked me what else, if I have something else to tell you, and I was thinking that now I have an opportunity to say something and people will hear me, and what that should be. And there is one thing that I would like to tell other people. So yeah, it feels that the war is far. You don't hear the sirens, you don't feel the missiles. It's an ongoing war that is everywhere. It's a war, love against hate, life against death. And it's your choice. You can be involved, you can make a decision, and you can become the warrior of light, the warrior of love, the warrior of art and create, or you just be aside. So I hope and I highly recommend you to step on this road of light and help to defeat us, the evil.